we only drink essential beers because this is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yay, we're here in our three separate studios, coming together as one, like a beer podcast Voltron. And we will crush all other podcasts and beer and drink beer doing it. That's what they need, is a beer drinking superhero. With all these Marvel characters everywhere and DC characters, where's the one that just drinks and, like, once in a while saves the day? You know, come on.
We know Batman drinks.
Drinks some hard liquor once in a while.
Well, no, because he'll have his big parties at the house, and there's usually, like, champagne and stuff, so that's
it doesn't count. Wolverine drinks beer once in a while, but, like, he basically can't get drunk, so, because his body heals itself.
Dang.
I know. Yeah, that's how they work on that.
Next. I have that same problem, too.
Yeah, me too. Next couple hours, we're going to be hanging out with you and talking about the beers and having the funs and listening to the listeners do stuff and... give you some stuff to look out for. Maybe we'll give you some information you could use, and maybe we'll just entertain you. I don't know. You never know. It's a one big free-for-all of a podcast, but it's fun.
You're damn right you're going to have fun.
For the show, our brief, very brief tailgating on the Skypes. By the way, we're using Skype. Skype. It's still there.
Skype. They don't limit you.
They're not a sponsor, but... Yeah, they don't limit you when you pay them. Actually, I don't even think you have to pay them. But anyway, we're having fun with the Skypes. All you people over there at the Zooming, Skype is still here for you, like an old friend. And it has bells and whistles. Right now, Matt is broadcasting from Delaware.
Yep.
He's got a Delaware postcard behind him. This is
backdrop.
You can't see my arm because it's... lost in the background.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff is in Delaware, Matt? What kind of things?
Deep in the deep.
It looks like it's downtown Fresno back there. It looks like there's a water tower and there's some sort of other tower.
Yeah.
It looks fun places, Delaware.
You want some water tower drinking?
Yeah.
Delaware is the second smallest state.
Wow.
Delaware is the lowest state.
What's the first smallest?
It doesn't matter because it's the second most.
Who cares? Mm-hmm. My tailgating beer was a flying, get this, Flying Dog Brewery is still a brewery. Didn't know this, but Flying Dog, I don't know if they're buyout or not anymore. I still think they're sort of indie. They had some sort of thing happen, I think, but... Yeah, I don't see the indie logo on here. Either they're not independent or they're not using the indie logo, but hopefully they are still.
Or you got a really old beer.
I just bought, it's possible. a Night Putting Pale Ale, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Caddyshack. It's called Looks Good on You, Though. That was Ronnie Dangerfield. Line. I don't do a good Rodney Dangerfield, so I'm just going to walk away from that.
Try again. Maybe you'll get it.
No, it's all right. Let me see if I can see. There is a day down there. Enjoy, but let me see. Oh, no, it's this year. The Enjoy By is this year. It does taste old, nice. Though. It tastes like a lager, but it's a pale ale, so I don't know.
Oh, it was only labeled by. I saw that can in the video.
Yeah, it is a cool can. It's only, I'm a fan of Caddyshack. It's only $8 for a 4-pack of 16-ounce beers. Can't beat that.
$8.
$8. So it's okay. I wouldn't buy it again, but because of the price, I'm not at all mad at it. What are you guys drinking? Matt, what are you drinking?
Double dry hop General Sherman.
The DDH is back, huh?
Yep.
Ooh, is that a fresh one or is that one from the back of your fridge?
That's I only have fresh beers.
I only drink fresh beers, okay? That's all I have. Nick, what the hell are you drinking over there?
Oh, yes. I'm having a Light Fighter from Zach's Brewing.
Oh, I've heard of them.
I don't know where my camera's at.
Oh, I see it. That's definitely confirmed. Zach's can.
Confirm. Yeah. That is now my show beer. Oh, there's my camera. Okay, I can see it now.
Yeah.
I can see me showing you.
Nick has a real mic now. Astute listeners.
Yeah. The question is SM57 or 58? You be the judge.
Well, you got to do the bigger number is always better, right?
I don't know.
That's one more.
It's one more.
That's one more.
Why not just make one more? 10 as long as 11? This one goes to 11.
So hope this works out because this is my first real audio podcasting experience.
Yeah.
352 and you're like, this is my first real, I'm really interested in this now.
Eight years, 352 episodes.
Is that all? Wait, can I retire now?
There's no pension plan whatsoever.
Zero.
Whoa, I think Matt just went to Disneyland.
Oh, nope, they're closed. Rest that man.
They're closed, get him. Take him down.
I'm out front.
Okay. This is great audio podcast. We're talking about what's Matt's background.
Matt's background.
That's the new segment on the podcast. What's Matt's background?
We could give hints and let them guess.
Yeah, sure.
Call in and guess.
Call in and Janine can guess.
They are good guessers.
They certainly are. Oh, yeah, we got to do a show.
Oh.
Come on, work. God damn
it. Perfect. Zero sound.
Culture. Matt.
Whoa.
Yes.
Do you have culture?
Yeah.
Are you cultured?
What would be culture, in your opinion?
Beer news of some sort. Show news, beer news, lifestyle news.
Okay. Beer news. Deschutes now does limited release series.
Deschutes.
Their first one is from their R&D Brewers team. It's called Neon Daydream. It's a hazy ale.
What? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. Neon Daydream is 4.8%, 35 IBU, and will be available everywhere. But where's the description about the actual beer? Six packs, 12 packs, most retailers. They don't really describe it. Brewing methods, creating. Neon Daydream has refreshing aromas of orange, lemon, fruity esters, zesty citrus hops flavor. That's what it is.
That's all you need to know. Okay.
I like it. Zesty. It sounds zesty.
So,
Ooh, this picks up the slurp nicely.
She sounds hideous.
Well, she's a dude, so.
Right, so look out for that, the shoots.
The shoots is saying, hey guys, we're still relevant.
Hey guys, we still do stuff. Okay. Oh, we've got a new thing to guess. What's Matt's background? right. It looks like it's just his room. There's a
boring.
Boring. There's a dresser. There's a picture.
Yeah. There's
stuff on the dresser.
Maybe a bottle of cologne or glue. I'm not sure.
The full series of Drakkar Noir.
Yeah. Ooh, the fool.
Yeah.
Whatever that would be. A famous person used to own that dresser.
Whoa. Wow.
Reed May?
Yep.
Aha! I got it! I won the game.
Nice. Oh.
Oh, okay. Now I can do a real one here. Okay.
A massive crevasse.
Matt is in, he's in the crevasse. There's snow.
Uh-huh.
And then there's not snow. Higher up, there's snow.
Greenery?
At the base, the bottom of it, there isn't snow.
So
would you say that shape is half of a...
yeah. There's granite.
Half of a granite.
Hmm. There's trees.
Mm-hmm.
Some are green. They look piney.
When trains go through a mountain, what do they go through?
Hell.
No, that's Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, okay. There's...
What do trains go through?
A tunnel.
Okay. So, tunnel, mm-hmm. And then what?
And it's quite a view.
There you go.
You
figured it out.
Mm-hmm. It's a national park. It's Yosemite. Yay, you did it.
No, but that angle is literally called tunnel view.
Right.
You get to see all the different, different iconic things.
The people few people that are still up there working are just having the time of their lives up there in Yosemite. They're just cruising around.
Petting bears?
With nobody around. The animals are loving it. Yosemite is
living. That was our Earth Day joke today, was that the animals are having so much fun and Mother Nature is having so much fun without people screwing it up.
Yep.
Ah.
Dumbasses. Dumbass.
Pretty berries.
What else you got, Matt?
That's about it. Any news articles about the same thing? We're like, beer sales are up, but breweries are still struggling.
Like, when are we going to get the beer sales are down already? Well, I think you mentioned it last week, just all the things that 60%, all these articles floating around, 60% of breweries are going to be gone by the end of summer. Oh, and Louis made the
move. Oh, and Louis is making an appearance.
I do believe CCA is expecting somewhere around 10% of breweries have the possibility of not reemerging. Ugh. I don't know if that's expanded since, as the longer we stay shut down.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we're going to reopen on May 7th was the Fresno's date.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Flanger?
Oh, David Fanzer? Fanzler?
Yeah,
Fanzler?
He,
famous restaurateur he seems to think, of Fresno? Yeah, he is ready.
He definitely thinks it.
I don't know. I don't think... I don't know if we're ready. I think we're ready for small, like little businesses that are, you know, don't have a lot of people in them anyway. But for a full restaurant to be open, I would not trust going inside a restaurant for a while.
Well, they're the ones going to be pushing the envelope because you need a full restaurant to make money.
Right.
It's really hard to make money on a half restaurant.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I would think if I'm a restaurateur that it would almost be, if you're just going to have barely people there, might as well not be open, it feels like. Like, right. It would almost be just as cost effective to not be open than to have like a smattering of people there.
You know? Yeah, at every other table. Yeah, restaurants, they need to be at capacity to keep the doors open, to keep the overhead paid, and keep the employees employed.
That's a thing.
Yeah, working at half their capacity just doesn't make dollars.
Yeah, at some point it's considered hemorrhaging or bleeding if, you know, it could be cheaper to be closed, like you guys said. But yeah, that's a lot of California and maybe even, you know, worldwide. That's their thing, is the more people you could fit in one condensed area, you can actually be profitable.
Yeah. Now, if the takeaway meals increase, stay the same, and they're able to have a few people inside, that might pan out for them.
Yeah.
I think people would get used to this and might keep doing the takeout option.
Yeah.
Beer wise and food wise.
Yeah.
I was going to say, especially with the growler filling, even the barbecue joints who don't typically have great beer will fill whatever you want to fill with.
Mm-hmm.
And let you take beer home.
Yeah, I definitely hope that California looks at some of those temporary laws and goes, yeah, let's go ahead and keep these around. I think it would benefit a lot of places. But
I think a lot, I would hopefully they see the way all these sort of liquor related laws have loosened up for restaurants. Like now we basically tested it out and see nothing's changed, you know, nothing's any worse than it already any other time as far as alcohol related things. So it seems that we're okay. Yeah. We can do these deliveries and to go things and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to stress about that. And maybe now all these things are at least now in place. I mean, the shipping, it seems like, I mean, it's going to be different from state to state, but I saw like New Jersey must be the same as California because I saw Carton Brewing is shipping within New Jersey, anywhere in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So New Jersey's law must be the same as California. And I don't know who have to take a tally at some point here and see which state can and can't, but that definitely seems like something you can speak to this more than anyone, Matt. Whether that's something that's going to stick around, like we'll still be doing this next year as far as shipping all over.
Well, so my personal opinion, and it could be influenced by others, is that, the factual side of it is if you have a brewery license in California, you can ship and deliver. That's just grandfathered into it. Mm. The speculation of what they say is three things. The payment or the transaction has to happen within your property. So basically you have the point of sale on your property. It's not run out of your basement or your closet.
What?
At home.
Shut it down. Shut down the closet.
Oh, no. Nick's Closet Brewing is shut down.
Damn.
So
Beer Garden was just coming online next week.
Oh, man.
The transaction, I'm going to use air quotes, has to happen at the establishment. Then they say it has to be 21. The person has to be
established.
They have to be 21 and over and not over intoxicated. So it's arguable that most breweries, they've had other ways, whether it's stores or distribution or people coming to their place, that they've focused so much in those other areas that they were just like, we don't have time to figure out shipping. We don't have time to dedicate staff or whatever it may be. And now that's all breweries can do. So, I mean, if they're going to get really good in a very short amount of time with shipping and delivery, it doesn't make sense that once things kind of go back to normal, here are the air quotes again, that they would just go, the hell with it.
You know? Yeah. Well, let's keep it around because I like it. Because what I just did today, we've been talking about what I'm going to splurge. What's my beer splurge with my my virus check. And I finally pulled the trigger. Yeah, I'm stimulated over here. Finally pulled the trigger.
No, that's different.
Oh, okay. You guys are on the call. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was on a different call. Apologize.
This isn't Live Links.
Call Live Links right now. Somebody's there waiting for your call.
President's going to be disappointed in you later.
That's not what you're supposed to use it for. You're supposed to use it for beer. I pulled the trigger and got some field work. Yeah. Ooh. What do you think of that? North Park came in there right at the last second and was like, hey, North Park, huh? I was like, ooh.
You looking over here?
Yeah. I was like, maybe in some North Park. But then field work came online today. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get some field work. Most of it was out, but I was able to get four packs. I don't know. Three different beers, and two of them were IPs, and one was in the hoppy lager. So I'm pretty good. I think one was St. Thomas.
Terrible.
I think Friends in Space might have been one, and then there was the other, and then there was like the hoppy lager one. So we'll see. I'm going to get field work.
I'd gladly take one of those hoppy lagers off your hands.
Well, maybe we can work something out. A dual mailbox drop off.
Wow.
I'd hate to ask you triple times how many times you dry hop cheers.
I think it's triple.
Wow. I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm not sure, but it's triple dry hop, so I think that's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to that. You guys going to go to some virtual beer festivals this year?
Wow.
Yeah. No. I hear this is going to be a thing. Is Tioga Sequoia working on a virtual beer festival?
I don't have any update on our fall events, but now I can officially say now that Oktoberfest in Germany has canceled. The craft beer summit in Long Beach put on by CCBA is now canceled.
Oh, shit.
Oh, crap.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, no. That was going to be the biggest get it of all time. And I was going to go to that. I was so going to go, guys. Everyone, I was going to go.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to go.
It's one of those things where.
Totally going to go.
It's one of those things where if you're being too precautious and you cancel something and you cause other people to cancel things, that could be considered very controversial. But now the biggest thing in California and the biggest thing in the world both postponed. Now that means, you know, there's a lot of other people that were banking on the fall to bring stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, do you follow the trend or are you the rogue person that goes against what the biggest festival in the world says is not safe?
We're going to do it.
We're Germany.
What? We are going to a concert. You guys, I probably don't know the history of like, I wonder if has Oktoberfest ever been canceled? Like even maybe during World War II, I would assume. But maybe not. Maybe they're just like, fuck it, we're still doing it. I don't know. That's crazy, but gotta do it.
Yeah.
It's either easier just to cancel it now and just like, let's just gear up for 2021 and we're just gonna call 2020 is a wash. It's just one big wash.
It didn't happen.
Yeah. That'd be nice. It's like, nope. We'll just skip ahead to 2021.
Can we just go back to when our computers thought we were going to have late fees on our Blockbuster videos?
Yeah. Can we go back to the 2000 when the planes were going to fall out of the sky at midnight? Because that seems like a nice, pleasant time to be in. You guys have been working on your beer gardens at home? Your home beer gardens, yeah. Many improvements, any plans, blueprinted? I'm going to have Nick have to blueprint me up some beer garden plans.
Ooh,
you do need freelance blueprints for beer gardens, Nick?
I'll do plans and sections.
All right.
With elevations.
Ooh, elevations. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And structural connections. How many zip ties per inch do you need to secure the plastic
good,
fencing
thick,
to
your black green zip ties?
To your green garden posts.
You had me at zip ties.
As soon as you mentioned zip ties, I'm in. They're magic.
Yep.
Well,
we will engineer. Depends on if you'd like a shaded structure or an open air structure.
Oh, well, open air is safer right now. The virus does not like open air, so.
Yeah, luckily we're reaching temperatures that the virus doesn't like either quickly here in the valley.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about Tioga's beer garden so much this summer. I just stand out there in the middle of it. Everyone stay 6 feet away from me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to draw a chalk circle around myself and say, nobody come in here.
I thought you were going to go for the pool noodle.
oh, yeah, that pool noodle hat? Yeah, maybe I'll get one of those.
Yeah.
Then you can do the same thing to Louie.
Louie the separation dog.
No.
You can get a 6-foot leash and he can just keep roaming circles around you. Nope, too
close.
Yeah,
that's true. People stay away. They're like, no, I'm not going over there.
That guy's an idiot.
Why are those people running? Oh, they're trying to stay 6 feet away from that dog.
Trying to stay all feet away from that dog. Poor Louie. More culture things?
To touch something on what you said, they're pretty confident in that loose woven fabrics will cause the virus to lose its potency because it will dry out because it gets absorbed. So cotton is good.
All right.
They do say that above 80 degrees, it's difficult for it to survive in extended periods of time. Mm-hmm. I can say that. But there's no significant evidence that UV rays will kill it.
Whoa. There's no significant
UV
evidence?
UV kills everything.
So it's heat and drying, like let it absorb to where it starts to dry or, you know, be pulled apart. That's what they do know.
All right.
And the same thing works in the other way. The harder the surface, so plastic or stainless steel, it can survive a longer time than it could with cotton or cardboard.
Damn. So I guess got to throw out all my stainless steel in the kitchen. Damn it.
The one time it works against you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, nope. It'll just stay on the surface. Won't stain me. But you're screwed. You touch me.
Just obviously, get the old propane torch out and, you know,
there you go.
With fire. Yeah.
Just walk around with a flamethrower. You'll be fine.
We have many friends that they'd get a Volkswagen on the lift and they just take the torch and they're like, well, take care of this little section. Any bugs or spider webs or you name it, gone.
Propane removes spider webs quickly. And also the spiders.
Also life.
And also life. Fuel tank.
Now I'm going to. People are going to hear me typing. Damn it. This didn't work as well as I thought it was.
This is why we're not getting 5 stars lately.
BRB, I have to go get another beer.
BRB. Will you call me
tonight and leave me your voicemail? Yeah, I can hear that.
Yay. Will you talk about me?
driving. I'm staying home.
Oh, good job. He's going to have to modify it now. Paul's going to have to modify it and be like, will you come and stay that say that you're staying home?
Please stay home.
Okay. 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network podcast network. You can leave us a voicemail there, or you can record something on your smartphone. Send that file to us. perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. I like to start hearing people's home beer gardens. You got if you have your own beer garden at home, if you're planning on it, maybe just what you think you should have at home as your beer garden, a feature. I saw the Nick has a new feature. You have a nice table you made yourself. Nice, very beer garden-ish table.
Yeah, it's a socially distancing appropriate table. It is 7 feet long. Yeah. So you can share it opposite ends of the table.
Nice.
It's made of wood.
Wood? Yeah, it's very cool.
It matches my new planter box.
Well, there you go. You got to put the... Do you have a gravel... If you're going to have a beer garden, you got to have some gravel somewhere. Oh, little rocks, pebble rocks.
Silly me went and poured a concrete pad for it.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Dummy. Yeah, you got to have a table that's picnic tables are typical, but.
Yeah. Got to have the gravel.
Got to have a solid table. It looks like you got the beginnings of a solid beer garden with that table.
Oh, yeah. I just need the fencing.
Yep. Some plastic fencing.
Click the numbers. Okay. Let's see how many people are here. One. Yep. Yeah, we're at capacity, guys. Sorry.
Give one of those clickers, those umpire clickers, and you'll be good. First voicemail of the week comes from this, sir.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
I tried to open a can right up by the phone. Paul here.
I love gold.
Whole Foods run today, and I scored me some Full Circle.
What?
Some Fresno beer.
What the hell?
This is Captain Save a Hop.
Uh huh.
West Coast
Ale. Had it.
Coming in at 5.5%. About a month old. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
So I'm pouring myself. Hey, it says West Coast, but it's not clear. Anyway, it's all good.
Fucking easy.
Tastes good. It's good. It's good beer. Cheers.
Good beer.
Hey, I just want to thank everybody for keeping it going. Thank you guys. Thank all the callers. Thanks Scotty91 for keeping Wrestling with Beer going. Thanks Colin and Janine for keeping it going. Thanks all you guys. And Chew, especially Chew, man. Sorry about your family. I'm glad it sounds like nobody's on their deathbed, but still, that fucking sucks. Yeah. I have not worked in over a month now. I filed for unemployment, and check this out. Somebody fucking hacked my account.
Ah, Jesus.
Holy crap. I got notified that somebody's requesting that the address and phone number change. So, man, it's like this crisis is like this. Bring out the best in people, and it brings out the worst in others. Like you're... If you're trying to steal from somebody who has to file for unemployment, that's pretty lowball, right? That's like, steal from somebody rich. Why don't you? Anyway, I'm getting by. I'm spending a lot of time in my room. And big question, I guess, for everybody is, for those of you in my situation, are you drinking more beer than normal, less beer than normal, or about the same? I'm trying to keep it about
sounds like
the
same. I'm at the eye doctor.
I'm trying to make it a rule that I really don't drink until the evening, because if I'm just sitting around in my room all day, it would be pretty darn easy to just start, you know, drinking beer and drink beer all day.
Woo!
Not only is that not good for you, it's pretty expensive. So, just wondering what other people are doing. If those of you who are stuck inside all the time, if you're drinking more or less or drinking differently. Okay, that's all for now. Cheers, guys. Keep safe, keep healthy, and I love you all. And keep up the good work. Cheers.
Keep up the good work, guys. I've got to get the sound clips off into a different section. I got to get a third device in here to get all the sound clips going.
Yes, we need more.
And what the hell, man? Leave Paul alone, people. Jesus.
Yeah.
Hope that gets sorted out at least. Sweet, sweet Jesus.
I fall into the modified category that he listed.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I'm more consistently drinking beers each day. Definitely stays till evening after work. It's not a wake and crack open a can situation. But what's different for me is I'm biking 6 out of 7 days a week.
So biking.
It's usually like get home from work, go for a bike ride, then have a beer or at least a walk. So, and since March, it's just about like a month and a week. So March 13th ish, I've biked about 100 miles, which is something I've never done consistently. So I feel it's justified.
Yeah. You've earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been wondering about that. And for me, I mean, nothing's changed schedule wise for me. So my rule of thumb on the weekends, on my days off, if, I try to wait till 3 o'clock. I don't know why. That just seems like a good time where nothing really bad happens if I start drinking at 3 and I still get to enjoy some day drinking. So I've been trying mm-hmm. to hold off at 3, even though sometimes it's like 3:01. I'm like, okay, 3, but I've been doing it and it's been working for me. I haven't had any bad experiences yet. So, yeah, I would think that definitely could easily get out of control if you're at home like Paul every day and you've got beer in the fridge. And you're like, what the hell, day. Man? What am I sitting here for without drinking a beer? So it definitely takes some discipline. I actually...
Yeah, even on my...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was like, even on my days off, I don't think I've even started before 6 o'clock. So,
Yeah, I enjoy a good afternoon beer, though. It's, you know, it's relaxing.
It's relaxing.
I don't know what Nick's doing over there. I don't know if he's doing any drinking. Doesn't really Me? Check in on. No. I don't really see you on tap doing any.
I know. No, I try not to drink until Friday afternoon, and then lately we drink Friday and Saturday, and maybe one on Sunday. No week drinking at all for
because me. Jesus would not want you drinking on Sunday heavy.
No, it's because work is. I'm in the like Mikey book. Work has not changed for me.
Yeah.
Follow up question: how do you know what day is Friday?
After 5 sunrises, I know it's Friday.
On the 5th day, God said there will be drinking.
Yep, I'm still Monday through Friday, so it's
and I definitely,
it's considerably less traffic getting to work. That's the nice thing.
Yeah. Although still, there's still too much, in my opinion.
Yeah.
For somebody that's worked primarily afternoons and evenings for the past 7-ish years, you know, you kind of always go like, oh, man, I'd like to get home when the sun is still up. And it's like, now I do that. And I'm like, this is
bullshit.
This is what people experience every day.
The sun? Like,
yeah.
This is, they go home and like they could do laundry or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Chores. Yeah. That's all you get.
Cook dinner.
Yeah. You get off early. That's all you get time for is like, oh, now I have to do chores now. Well, now I have to go somewhere and go to the dentist or something.
Oh, I got time to go to the hardware store now. Yeah. What is this?
Great. I don't have an excuse of like, well, nothing's cool, nothing's open, so I'll just go home and relax.
Go home and drink.
Oh!
Oh! I saw that one.
That was, that's splatter.
He's pretending he's on Splash Mountain right now.
I love gold! Yeah, I was in the front seat of Splash Mountain there. Oh, man, this is special. This is dropped off by a mysterious mysterious guy in the neighborhood dropping off beer.
Yeah. Ooh, did you get? Did we get to play that game or leave a case and guess who dropped it off?
I don't know that game. Familiar. This is a crowler. I'm having a personal crowler since you guys aren't here. This is from Slice Damn. Beer Company. Donate the show by Wazoo Corvette.
What? You didn't tell me that was in the box.
It's a, your responsibility to look through it properly. Little Trees, West Coast IPA. Ooh, it smells delicious.
West Coast?
West Coast. Sorry, Nick.
It's clear.
It's clear.
That name stands out in my brain for some reason. I feel like Little Trees was supposed to come my way for some reason. Huh.
Well. I was probably looking out for a beer that you completely forgot you're looking out for, and now I have it.
Probably.
And now I'm drinking it.
And now it's mine. Can't stop.
It's mine. The beer Please drinks enjoy. Me.
I will. Delicious. Very good West Coast. Good job, Slice. Oh, yeah. Voicemails. We got those. Still got some.
Do it.
Do it. You can do it.
Hey, this is James Golson Brewery. It's spelled G-H-O-L-S-O-N.
All right.
It's just north of Waco, Texas, by about 20 miles. The brewery's going to be small. We don't really have a desire to make it huge, mostly to service some local restaurants and pubs if they ever reopen. We had a pretty good list of people that were already offering us to put tap handles in there, but we just have to wait now and see if these people actually reopen or not. But it's just a small second business for us to just kind of mess around with, and if it grows really big, that would be awesome. If it doesn't, that's awesome as well. It's a hobby turned into a money-making venture, hopefully. And once I get some stuff going and some canning going on, I'll send you guys some. And, Nick will be happy. We don't do a whole lot of hazies.
Yes.
So I'll make sure we don't send any to you. But anyway, appreciate you guys' show. Glad you guys are safe. And keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work, guys. Golson Brewery.
Bye.
See, I was asking last week because I wasn't hearing it properly. So, Golson Brewery up there north of Waco, outside of Waco. So look for it. It's another Perfect Pour friendly venue. We can't have Giddits anymore, so there's got to be a to go friendly Perfect Pour to go venue.
To got it
and get your beer at Golson, then go have the virtual
to goat it.
To goat it. To goat it.
To goat it.
We're having a to goat it.
They're having Zoom it.
Hey guys,
Zoom it's.
It's Paul.
Paul's back.
What?
Hey, Paul. Regarding the new music page dedicated to me. That's it. Thank you so much. That's not necessary, but a tremendous honor. Regarding the donations, apparently Mikey has informed me that people are actually putting money in. Let's do a charity. I don't want to take money from people. Let's find a charity. I know people are setting up a lot of funds for out of work restaurant brewery employees, or a fund for brewery. I mean, you know, like this whole industry is going to get hit hard by this whole thing. So let's, as a group or individually or whatever, let's just find a fund, a charity that is going to help these people, and that's where the money will go. So if anybody is inclined to donate to the Paul Music page, the Paul Music page now is going to be dedicated to that particular charity. And, when this ends, maybe we can moving on to something else. But for the time being, yeah, I just think I would love, it would fill my heart if I knew that like something I did could somehow contribute to helping people who really need to be helped at the moment. So let's do that. If anybody has any funds or charities that they know of, if not, I'm going to find one. If you guys know one, whatever. Let's just, we'll get on it, and that money that's been donated will go to that. All right. Cheers. I love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks, Paul. Paul's just too damn nice.
I believe he said donate to Nick's personal beer garden fund.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what he said.
that's the people that the people that donated to Paul already are like, I hope this ends up going to Nick's beer garden.
Yeah, that's okay.
Whatever. If Paul gets it, that's fine. But man, this would really be great if Nick's beer garden would be upsized.
Well, we're getting the double kegerator. That's it. I'm ordering it now.
So Paul,
if only two taps.
If only Paul had a P.O. box for yeast samples.
If only.
Maybe that's the loophole.
Hmm. Yeah, those that have donated to Paul's music page already, because they are under it, the guys of like, this is going to Paul. I want it to go into Paul. And so Paul's like, I want to go into a charity. So now I'm at an impasse on this, but let some listener feedback next week sort of make more of a decision on that. But those of you who donated money to the Paul's fund, it's sitting there. It's in a perfect poor trust, waiting to be sent wherever the destination that's going to go.
Wow. Are we hedge funders now? What's going on here?
Yeah. But it's really cool. Perfectportpod.com/Paul. That is the link, the website to go to. And it's just all Paul's music. And unfortunately, when I made the album, I'm not that's, even though I've been blogging since before there was blogging, my skills, are pretty limited. So I was just figuring out a very simple album on WordPress, and then WordPress updated itself after I had made the album. Uh-oh. And now I can't get back into that album I made and like add songs and still stay in that same album. So that when I've found stuff, I've been adding it at the bottom as just individual files to listen to. So it's not in the album per se. But it's kind of cool, like the album playlist, you can just play a song and then it'll just continuously play through the album. You don't have to do anything. You can just sit back and listen to it like it was an album. And hopefully I'll figure out a little bit better version than what's up there right now. And you might be seeing some album art soon on there. And anytime we've got a new music or something I find, I'm going to put it up there on that page. So just keep checking on it. I think I've pretty much got everything up there that we have from Paul that's show related. There's a couple of things Paul's sent us that have not necessarily show related that aren't on there. But so if there's something I missed, if you're like, wait, what? I'm sure there's something I've missed that I'm not sure that I didn't think about. Let me know. Let us know. We'll get it up there, but for the most part, I think it's pretty much a large, almost 40 tracks, if you put it all together, of Paul doing something for the show. So
making noises
for the show, and we'll figure out. So everyone, vote on that charity. Obviously, the charity needs to be kind of related to the industry, and I think Paul's idea of being something for some sort of fun for service industry people, especially those in the beer industry. But I think at least some of that's got to go to Paul, man. Those people are donating for Paul. They want it for Paul, dude. Paul's being too humble, man.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? Not driving. In fact,
it's Scotty B.
I do almost no driving, and that's usually where I would listen to the show.
Uh-oh.
And
I am a big fat behind.
Listen to the show.
I'm just barely finishing not last week's show, but the one before that. Man, I mean, because I used to get like an hour of driving time every day going to work and back. That ain't happening now, folks. So now I often, well, what I started to do, anyway, I'm listening while I'm working if I don't have to be talking to anybody.
Yeah.
Because right now what I'm doing at work is I'm not training people. I'm mostly on chat. I'm chatting it. Skyping it.
He's chatting.
So I want to chat in with
Scotty. Oh, he's a Skyper.
You know, it doesn't matter if I have something like a podcast.
Yeah, man. Skype, dude. Spends him.
Skyping.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. And also wanted to share that, I can't share it with you because I can't drink it with you. But I got Reno AF. I got a 4-pack of AF at that MGA right by In-N-Out on Herndon and Clovis. Oh yeah, I really love that beer. That is such
too far.
A great great.
It's also it's Clovis.
Juicy. Double it's hazy IPA. When the sun's turning brown, you got it. It's so great. Well. It's so super great. Yes. So yeah. Oh, also, well, I've taken to having something else that I really have been enjoying in my mouth. Can you guess what that is?
No.
Nuts. That's right. Salty nuts.
Yeah, my guess was.
I've been really digging these dry roasted peanuts I've been eating lately. That's right. Dry roasted peanuts. I mean, peanuts.
Oh, my gosh.
It's gotta be. He said
it. He slipped. In your mouth. All salty and yummy. Yep. That's about all I got, guys. Just want you to keep up the great work. I'll catch up. I know I'm missing stuff.
You're missing stuff, Scotty.
With the episodes on the shows. And love you. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Scotty B. Scotty B. He's so Scotty B.
He's the scottiest B there
ever. Oh my gosh. That is so Scotty B, dude.
Hey, Perfect Pour. It's Vern from Temecula.
Vern.
Whoa. Driving. Temecula Vern.
I'm already home from work for the day. I'm one of those people that gets to go to work still.
Yeah.
Yay, me. So I looked online to try to order some beer from Toega Sequoia.
Heard of them.
And I see I can get a mix pack of General Sherman and General Sherman DDH, but there's no Murrieta.
Ooh.
How can I make spicy Sherman without Murrieta? Come on, bearded brewer.
Yeah.
To get Murrieta.
Come on, dude. Shipping.
Yeah.
Put it in some cans.
On. It's spicy.
For those of us that have moved away can still get it.
It's just a spicy beer.
Guess that's all.
Yeah. That's all.
Temecula.
Yes.
It's a very defeated Temecula. Temecula.
Non-spicy Temecula.
Temecula. We don't have any walking Marietta.
Oh, man. Is that because it's only in bombers? Is that why they don't ship it?
It's one of our last standing bombers, yeah.
Bombobias.
We don't ship bombers, okay? Oh, man. You guys still
working
have bombers?
Working on getting cases that we can ship bottles, so I'm hoping that they'll be... able to ship 22s because that is a request.
Is Marietta's still? Are they just too hot for cans? They just burn through the aluminum.
It'll melt the aluminum.
The pepper beers. It's a good pepper beer.
Ooh, that blended with some sugar pine. Mm, that's a good beer.
Oh, I don't know that I've had that.
Oh yeah. Come on, bro.
Come on, bro. You haven't even lived, yeah. I guess. Call yourself a beer geek?
Kind of nerd are you? You one of them D&D nerds?
I'm not smart enough to be a D&D nerd.
Is that...
I look up to D&D nerds as like, man, those guys.
Dice has more than six sides.
Yeah, that's way too complicated.
That's a Chauvesa, right?
Chauvesa? Chauvesa?
Isn't that a chili pepper?
Oh, that's a... Yeah. It's a spicy, yeah.
And then did they do
hot chocolate?
Did they do a chili pepper? Because they had the Stone Porter series. We like the vanilla. We like the smoked. Mm-hmm. Did they do a chili pepper one of that one?
It was a chipotle pepper.
Chipotle, yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, The smoked porter with vanilla beans was the killer one.
But what I'm getting at is that's what you would do. Basically, Sugar Pine and Marietta was your version of the Chipotle.
There you go.
Stone porter.
Life hack. It's a life hack.
Yeah, bottom line, we're working on it.
We're working on it. Vern, you might get it. You never know. Yeah. All right.
Wouldn't the perfect board to you be here? Just a quick little thing. I got a shipment coming through. Tioga Sequoia, half case of DDH, General Sherman, and half case of General Sherman. what is it, $60? Perfect, homie. Perfect for this hot-ass weekend that's coming up. I want to thank everybody for all the prayers and wishes for the family.
Keep the mask on.
Everybody's doing great.
Good to hear you. Sister's
back at work. Mom's back at work. Brother won't be back to work till May 1st.
You put your mom back to work already, dude?
And my pops retired, so he's just chilling at home, doing better. Everybody's back to their normal selves. So thanks, everybody out there, for the positive 14 days energy. Already. Just calling to see where we at with the Paul from Fairfax playlist, homie. I went in there, beautiful jams, put it on my new playlist, and I just want to see how much have we donated to Paul for his amazing work and his talent, homie. Paul, thank you. Appreciate everything you've done for us. On behalf of the Perfect Pour, Mikey, Matt, and Nick, as a community member, man, I really, 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 really appreciate you, your talent, your vocals, your music. You're an amazing person, homie. And I think this is just a little thing to say thank you for everything you've done, homie. Have a beer on us. Have a beer on you. And that's it, homie. What else can I say? It's Tioga Sequoia. Hopefully I get this by Saturday because I need it for Saturday. And I'm feeling good, man. I just had a General Sherman and I got a little buzz. And that thing goes down really smooth, homie. So it's a gateway beer for DDH. Really, I don't know what else to say, homie. I'm rambling. Love you guys. Things are brighter. Things are better. Things are smooth. This is.
Yeah.
I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chu. All right. That's good. Good to hear, Chu. The family's pulling through it. And now the Chu's family can just walk around and not have to worry about it. Like, we did it. We can touch all the things.
Oh, boy.
But that is wonderful news, Chu. We're appreciate you sharing that with us before and now. And now things are looking good for Chu, man. His family's doing better, and he can get DDH sent to his house. And that's my hope for my field work one, too, is like, this is why I ordered it to him. I'm like, oh, maybe this is going to come by Saturday because I'm going to need it on Saturday. So I'm hoping some field work Saturday. So if you guys, you know, want to make a trade, maybe come over on Saturday. We'll do somebody stand at the end of the driveway. You drop your trade offer off at the end, and then I'll put my counter offer at one end, and we'll spray them each down, and then we'll make a trade. All right, Chew Bear, and one more. That's maybe we also encourage listeners to make their own podcast. A 3-minute podcast and record it and send it to us. So then there's a podcast that exists within this podcast. It's very meta podcasting and it happens here in the Perfect Pour. And oh man, I just built that up and here it's Scotty 91, who's the host of Wrestling with Bear. And instead of a podcast file, it's an email. And I was building that up, and here we go.
Good job.
Sadly, no show tonight, but I did finish the Paul from Fairfax album cover. Hopefully, it can add to the site you made. See, I'm ready. He might show up on that Friday Zoom. And that's the bottom of the email, because Scotty91 stopped typing. Yeah, that's Sky91 wrote that. I didn't write it. Ah, so the now the Paul album will have artwork Now we'll be up on the page. I should put that up there. You should be able to see that now on Friday. Now that it's Friday. Paul from Fairfax Music Drops. That's the album cover art. So thank you. Scotty91 contributing to the cause. So perfectpoorpod.com/Paul if you're looking for that. So thank you, Scotty. Thank you, everyone, contributing to the show. And let's get back to the... Where are my sound bites, guys? Oh, no, no, that's not what I want. Shit. Shit. I don't think I have that. No, whatever. Thanks for calling in, guys. Keep up the good work, you know?
Oh, yeah? Are they?
Are they? Oh, are they? That Paul page, man, you can have all your own drop. You can just make your own Perfect Pour show now. Cut out the middleman, us, and just make your own show. You don't need
you
this.
Too can podcast.
Is this the one you're looking for?
She called me up.
Yep, that was it.
Voicemail, but she didn't leave a
name. I'm not sure that's on the page.
Son of a.
I'll have to look at that.
You're fired.
Hey, beers. Yeah. Beers are still getting released, guys. We're still drinking them.
Yeah.
And we still look out for them. Matt, are you looking out for a beer?
You know, now that North Park is shipping, I'm very tempted.
Yes. Do
very
it.
Very tempted.
Do it. It's not the Jedi way.
The thing is, I was there. I had like 8 of their beers and I liked them all, but now I'm like, but what if I don't like it? But I probably will.
It's
but
quite
no,
an investment.
I do. Well,
and that's what people are thinking about Tioga.
If they literally had a case of Art is Hard, I would just buy it.
Art is Hard. Oh, that was a good beer.
That
Ooh.
Was a good beer.
Ooh. Damn it. I will. I'm going to look out. That's probably like some sort of like one off or something, huh?
So I think between Pure and North Park, need to get some San Diego stuff.
And Burgeon, isn't Burgeon doing it as well? I think Burgeon is too. Pure, North Park, Burgeon. Oh my God. I mean, Modern Times. We already get Modern Times.
You guys need to calm down. That's getting too crazy over here.
It's getting so crazy. Come on, you got to do it too, Nick. You got to pick one.
What?
One out of non-local beer brewery to send you beer. I pick Fieldwork. Now I'm stuck with Fieldwork now.
Can I get Fall Brewing yet? Are they shipping?
Ooh. I don't know if they make enough to ship in the California.
Damn. Okay.
Check them just in case. I don't want to say they aren't. So Matt's looking out probably for this North Park. He needs just pull the trigger on that. Nick, are you looking out for anything?
Yeah, I am significantly. Oh, sorry.
Ooh.
I didn't realize that would play when I opened the webpage. That was Fall Brewing's intro, by the way.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Want to hear some Fall Brewing? See what their website sounds like.
Where they got it? What are they up to? What are they doing?
This is punk rock enough for you.
This is
Let's
this
go
show.
IPA.
I'd like to think this show is a punk rock beer podcast, not music punk rock.
So this is a slideshow. It shows Fall Brewing.
Okay.
Now it shows all beer to go, 30%.
Oh, I thought there was going to be audio, Nick. That's why I was encouraging you.
I'm narrating for you. All right. Is not good enough?
It's great.
Now they're painting murals.
Cool. They're so cool.
Oh, I wonder if
they're in San Diego, so they're cooler.
Yeah.
We're just in Fresno. We're dumb farmer boys. We don't know any better.
That was a soundtrack for the mural painting that they did at Fall Brewing. That's what that was. There's a YouTube video embedded in there.
That's cool.
Web page. What's new?
Farmer Boys is a good restaurant.
Good reco.
Good reco.
That's good reco.
Okay. So I'm significantly underhopped this weekend. I do believe I will be looking out for not just DDH, but a little TDH from the old Tioga Sequoia.
TDH?
TDH. It's dropping Friday, bro.
Wait, what? What is this?
Triple dry hop.
Wow. Triple dry hop, General Sherman? Jimmable?
I don't know.
Triple dry hopped.
Triple dry hopped, okay?
With Vic's Secret.
An Australian hop.
Vic's what? An Australian hop. Australia. Yeah, we're going to make you guys drink all our hopped beers.
Why y'all America.
Up there in America.
Eureka.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
I'll look out for that. Maybe I'll go down. Maybe I'll go down there if my field work doesn't show up. And I'll go down there and I'll get some Zacks. And I'll get some Tioga. Maybe I'll go to taco truck. Some tacos. I miss tacos. That's probably the number one right now. My number one thing I'm missing during this lockdown: tacos at Zacks. That the taco truck that said Zacks Brewing. I miss it. Hanging out with Reggie.
Aw. Mikey sad.
I said it wouldn't
Mikey
do this.
Sad.
I said it wouldn't do this.
You didn't know your last taco would be your last
taco. No, don't make me cry. No. I should have ordered one more taco because I didn't know. I didn't know this was going to happen. I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll be able to have tacos again, guys.
Come back I'm next fine. Time. I don't need one more.
I don't need one more.
You get more next week.
Jeez, gosh. There's
always next week, right?
Yeah, there's always next week. Boom. No next week.
No next week.
And I can't make those tacos. I got to get chew your beer. Chew your beer. I have a request. Maybe you have it up on YouTube. I don't know. I've been telling Chew Your Beer to get a fucking YouTube channel, his own cooking YouTube channel for years. He still won't do it. He just does it like you have to DM him. He'll give you recipes, listeners. If you're a listener of Perfect Board, DM him. He'll tell you how to cook stuff on the barbecue. But I want to have a Chew Your Beer YouTube channel, and I want to know. I want him to make street tacos. I don't know if he does them or not. I haven't seen him. I know he's a big smoker. He smokes everything.
Yeah, smoke tacos.
I mean,
you're talking.
I love taco truck tacos, and I guess I'm never gonna do it. Never mind. I'll never do it. I'm like, yeah, cool. That's how you make them.
Yeah,
and I'll just go to a taco truck. Of somebody making.
Kind of crackers you opening over there, bro?
Oh, dude. Saltines premium.
Premium.
Oh, you'll have these.
Primos.
You could cook asada.
Right.
At your house within 5 minutes.
Sure.
They sell little shell tacos.
It still won't.
Like corn tortillas.
Yeah. The soft tortillas.
A little bit of chopped onion.
I don't need the onion.
Funyun? Chopped onion.
Little chopped onion. It's important.
I guess. But I don't need it.
And then a little fresh cilantro. That's all you need.
I don't need
it. And then you go on the heatinist and order hot sauce that burns on the inside.
It won't taste the same. It just, I can't do it. Okay?
Hot sauce on the way in and on the way out. and you're good.
I'll just be like, it's the same.
Ugh. Damn it. Where are we at? We're looking out for still. I'm fine. Yeah. This whole thing doesn't bother me. I'm good with this, but I do miss going tacos at Zach's. I could stay home forever, okay? Don't need to see anybody. I did see Matt today, so I'm okay.
What?
I did not. You know, I was like, ooh, a person's in our driveway. Look at this, honey, come out here. There's a human being at our house. Look at this. And he's not from Grubhub either.
We don't have to pay him.
He's just here.
He's here voluntarily.
Here as a human. Look at this. Stout season's done.
Hallelujah. Nope.
So, right? No.
Nope.
Mm.
Oh, no. It's been extended due to coronavirus.
Okay. All right. It's April and it's still stout season because of the corona.
It's like taxes and car tags. It's been extended an extra couple months.
Don't worry about you. Do I have to get my car small? Because my tags are up next month. I think. Can they just waive the small port of it?
I don't know. I have the same situation.
It used to be, tell me if I'm wrong here, but it used to be every other year you'd have to get your car small. Now it's like, it seems that every year I got to get my truck small. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you must have a gross polluter.
I don't. It's a Toyota. Yeah. I mean, it's a Ford Ranger.
Maybe they're being racist.
I noticed you have a take-home Ford Ranger now.
Yeah. They're making me take my work truck home, so I gotta look at my work truck in the driveway all fucking weekend.
I'm like, great. Ugh. Yeah, that's wonderful.
It's like work.
How many 805 stickers are you gonna put on it?
Yeah, woo! Fun.
It's forest green and lightning bolt yellow. It's on 26s.
26s, bro. What's your lumen power on those light bulbs?
1,000 BTUs, bro.
I don't need the conversion. I need lumen power, man.
Sorry, man. Yeah. I don't know, that's a lot.
I don't need your heat output. I need your light output, bro.
Oh, okay. Sorry, dude. Confused. the one trend is, which I'm down with right now, the Corona trend with beer is people want simple beers. They want simple lagers. No, they want simple pills.
We had this last summer.
And that's what they want. That's what people are wanting. That's what people are saying. The reps,
because we don't know how to operate these.
The reps are out there saying, like, people just want a simple right now, man. They want to get crazy. No,
this is a lager lobbyism.
This is Big Lager talking. All right?
This is Big Lager trying to weasel their way back in for another summer.
Really. Oh, everyone wants it simple, guys. Don't get scary beers right now. The world's scary. Get simple beers.
Like this crappy velvet glow I'm having from Russian River. This is bullshit.
Ooh, you like it, huh? You got that Russian River? Yeah, that's what you're having right now?
I got it. Yeah.
Oh, the velvet glove.
Pale dry.
You don't like it?
I don't know. It's a little too pale.
See, I think it's dry. Oh yeah, it's not hoppy at all. I mean,
no.
You haven't had that, Matt? That velvet glove? I don't want to spoil your Bincots, but the one that Nick's having right now, velvet glove. Matt's like, huh? What are we talking about?
You talking to me?
Doesn't sound familiar.
All right.
He's making pizza rolls right now.
So, I switched from DDH to Sugar Pine.
Ooh. Mm. Sugar Pine from Tioga Sequoia. Product placement. Tioga Sequoia. You can get it if you're in California. You can get it to your house. And maybe Matt... You can get a package that Matt might have looked at some point.
Wow. Start hiding stickers in packages.
in each box we put, you know, this package was packed with love by, and then the person signs the name.
So. Oh. Yeah, start putting stickers and then they can call in and tell us how far the sticker made it.
They could call in and then Janine.
Speaking of.
I hope I get a Matt signed one.
Maybe.
I want a Mike signed one.
Dang, right to the top.
Or no, the other mic.
Oh. Yeah, I need it.
How you guys doing? Doing good?
Good. I mean, fine. Never gonna make good beer. Always gonna let you down. Making multi
RPAs and weak lagers. Wait, drink beer and let somebody down? That's my calling card.
Hey, I do that. Do that all the time.
I'm your guy.
And drink hoppy lagers. Yeah, that works too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always the opposite of what, like, I think, like, oh, I'm drinking beer. I'm a great person now. Everyone loves me. But it's like nobody's ever said, like, you know, I wasn't really, you know, Mike, I just wasn't feeling Mike today. And then he started drinking beer and I was like, yeah, this is great now. Mike's awesome now. It doesn't happen.
But they
help
said
he help you.
Had he not pulled up in that light bar Ford Ranger, they would have dismissed you.
With one of the belts screaming and the brakes squeaking. Oh, here he is. Hey, guys. I'm here.
Ah, Mikey from the top pour. Perfect pour.
Top pour. Hey, I'm from top pour. What? I'm from the top pour. Okay. Well, if you say so. You're here, though. That's great. We all got to go, by the way. Just so you know, we're all leaving. We're all about to leave. Louis just laying here all depressed. He's like, Wednesdays are the worst days now. But he did get to see Matt today, so he was pretty fired up.
He's like, I know you.
Hey, a person. Hey. A person. A person. Yeah, poor Louis.
I smell you before.
There was the kid across the street that would come over. It was over here every day before this, but like, she was a few years younger than my daughter, but they still hung out every day. And like, we watched her more than she was over at our house more than her house. And now we've like, haven't even seen her for like weeks now. It's bizarre. Uh-oh. And like, so Louis is like, poor Louis has no idea what's going on. All he knows is he's seen nobody.
My life's upside down.
He's seen no humans. And he saw Matt today. He was like, oh my God, look at that. I know that guy. That's a guy. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
Yeah.
What have you been drinking this week? Lockdown. What are your lockdown beers?
I've picked up my usual 4-pack from Zach's Brewing, which has 4 beers in a 4-pack. They're Hecabiscus, their Lincoln Lager, their Light Fighter Stout, and Left on Red.
Yeah.
Which I'm slowly realizing that that's like a texting term, that you were left on red, not as in somebody turned left on red.
Oh yeah, you're that's news to me as well.
Yeah, because that's a thing. You're like, hey, I hope to see you again sometime, and then you're like, person read this at 10:58.
Yeah, like, that's
I was left on red.
Oh, now I get it. Yeah, right? Kayleen must have come up with that one.
Yeah, that's why I have that turned off on mine. At least I think I do. Hopefully,
there's no red receipts. Yeah,
because you can have that. You can turn that off. I do not want. I'm always shocked when I see people don't have that off. I'm like, I saw when you
know what year it is.
I saw when you read this, bro. You read it already. Yeah, I don't like people knowing when I read things that they sent me. That's not good.
Yeah. You can't let that information be known.
No, I like it vague. I like, who knows? Like give the other person like an excuse in their head. It's like if you see, if you're showing that you've read it, then now that person's like, fuck, that guy read it and he's not responding to that. And at least if I don't see that you've read it, I can be like, well, you know, busy guy. He couldn't respond to that. I understand. That's fine. Instead of like,
back to me eventually.
Yeah. Instead of knowing like, oh, he read it and he doesn't give a shit. Come on, people. Turn that off.
So yeah, DDH, I've had Zach's.
Sorry.
Wow.
Matt's doing really well with the tangents nowadays. He's just like, yep, that's cool.
I believe that's about it. I haven't gone out to a normal grocery store and bought beer in a while. So it's literally just what I could pick up within a 500-foot radius of work has been my normal right now.
I saw your rep come in to Bullard and West Save Mart over the weekend. She had her mask on. I don't know her, but she had a mask on. She came in. She checked that aisle section. She looked at it. It was stacked. It was full. She just kind of looked at it and like, yep, it's full. And then went over to the vegetable section, beers, and did some work over there. And then there you go. So I was like, aha, that person knows Matt. And I was going to do some secret videoing. I was like, Matt, look, this is your worker working.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, let's leave her alone. I want to be a guy like, that guy's videotaping me over there. Like, oh, that's probably normal. I'm sure that's normal.
It's just top poor.
I'm on a podcast with my friend. He's on a podcast with me and he's works at the beer. Okay, buddy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
I'm a blogger. That's fine because I'm a blogger. I can videotape various people in public. Okay, you're going to go now.
Would you say over 5'5 five or under 5'5?
Under? Nah.
Okay. Yeah. I know exactly who that is.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I would have known, but yes.
I would have done. Yeah.
Had it. Oh, wait, you can't use that. Never mind. That's different.
Yeah, I don't think this applies in this.
No.
Scotty, no.
No.
Well, is that it, Matt?
That's it.
All right. Beautiful 87 on the tap. Nick, the Nick 80. Because apparently there's a Nick 80.
Yeah.
So you had to put the Nick 80?
Is there?
I don't know.
I had to add the 80. Apparently there was already the Nick.
Oh, that's what it was. You're like, I want to be the Nick. And then somebody took the Nick already. Nick. So you're like, all right, the Nick 80.
Look at that. It's 80.
Did you drink some beers this week?
I did. Good. I had a light one and a dark one.
One had
and
color.
And another light one.
Ooh.
Yeah, one was fizzy. One was
not cold. Fizzy?
Ooh. Wow. I had a cold beer.
Nice.
It was a bike dog weekend. I had some Mosaic Pale. I had the Sand Dog IPA. Both nice West Coasties.
So many dogs.
So many dogs. I had some Russian River Row 2, Hill 56, Simcoe Hop, Pale Ale. Nice, nice beer.
You thought it was nice? You liked it?
I did. All right, good. I liked it. That's good. I was like, Simcoe, meh. Russian River, okay, we'll try it. And they surprised me. But good beer.
They found a way to make Simcoe work, huh?
They did. I had some Light Fighter, another Light Fighter from Zach's, and a Midnight Lightning from Tioga Sequoia.
Ooh. The Tioga's.
In the 16-ounce can.
Is that your cellar? Is that a cellar beer?
No, it was can. Brought in to me by an unknown source.
Oh, okay.
People came by.
What? How many people?
Nope, we distanced.
Not allowed. Not allowed.
Not allowed. Oh, great. Now I got to go by your house occasionally and check, see what you're up to over there.
See what I'm in personal.
Are you in a county island or the city?
I'm in the city.
I can't do anything.
He's going to.
I can only police county island people.
Dang it.
He's going to idle by in his lifted four ranger with his light bars.
Hey,
be like, bro,
hey, that's too many people. Too many people. Hey.
It's like, it's just me and my dog, bro.
Nope.
Just me and my dog.
Nope. Oh, I walked down. These people happen to stand here. They just happen to be standing here.
We're all dog people. We're just talking about dogs.
Oh, that's fine then. Carry on.
Dogs can't catch corona. It's fine.
We heard this.
Fake news.
The Nick 80.
Yeah.
Was there something else?
Probably an old Rasputin in there.
Old Rasputin.
Yeah, it's becoming my when you see it, didn't you just buy it.
Old Rasputin have an anniversary like a week ago or something? It was like 30th, I want to say.
I think you're right.
Oh, Old Rasputin.
Old Rasputin.
Cheers to Old Rasputin. Pre-cheers. I was drinking this week as well.
Oh, good. We were worried about you.
I know. You guys are worried. So I have more of that. This six pack was lasting the whole week, but Weekend Vibes from Coronado Brewing Company.
Whoa.
Enjoyed that. It's good.
What did
beer.
You find?
Yeah, I was like, because I remember that being a good beer, but it's been so many hazy since then. It's out again. So I'm like, I bet it's not good anymore.
A little too hazy to remember.
Yeah, I bet this isn't good anymore because I'm just used to haze. But it was still good. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I also had a Peace, Love, and Haze from Dust Bowl.
Okay.
Brewing. Our local friends here at Dust Bowl Brewing. And, you know, I was fishing off that Citra from El Segundo, that's how it should be pronounced. El Segundo.
Brewing Company. El Sebrondro.
El Sebrondro. So it was kind of a light drinking week. I'm ready to go full bore this weekend. With my field work and whatever else I got. I made myself a mixed six pack from the market. So pretty.
Oh,
So I've got that going. So get that going for me, which is nice.
You got that Delta Pacific support.
Yeah. Delta Pacific.
Delta Pacific.
Yeah, that's been the been caught the drinking. So next
time. Oh, man. You drank beer?
I did.
Good job.
Hey, good for me.
We applaud you.
Good for me. Imagine not to have a hangover this week. That's something.
Good for
something
me.
To celebrate.
So what are you guys? Are you guys mad ducking it still? Have you guys?
I did.
Were hot and heavy on that place.
I did do that.
You getting to,
did I not talk about that? Maybe I did that this week.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't think, it feels like I didn't talk about it. I did get Mad Duck within the past couple weeks, if not a week ago.
Wow.
And I got my growlers filled. See, growlers are back.
Okay.
Can use growlers again.
Growlers are back.
And it was a pretty, I liked it. It was a pretty efficient process because they got the table set up at the front door. Instead of going inside, mm-hmm. it's just they got the table right there at the front mm-hmm. door, and you can order.
That is popular, yes.
Yeah, you can. I called it in. I don't know if you can order online or not. Maybe not, because mm-hmm. I actually physically used my telephone and dialed numbers on it and then talked to a voice on the other end of that phone and ordered my stuff. And it was pretty quick. Things went well. They filled two growlers pretty quickly. The employees are, I think the employees that are working are just loving it because they're just hanging out in there, just having their grand old time.
More 40-minute wait times and people dogging.
They're just chilling in there, hanging out. And I'm getting a message.
Ooh, me too.
So, I would recommend that if you get you a couple of growlers going. I actually had a Mad Duck growler that I used, and then I used another growler that I put tape over. I don't know if I needed to or not, but I just did it so I could look cool. I'm like, yeah, I know you need tape, bro, so I already taped it for you.
I just sent you guys a photo of their setup that Mikey was talking about.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
That is popular. The table at the doorway. Stop, please.
Because you got to clueless dumb people that come in like, oh, yeah, table for two. Sorry, we're not.
The name's Mr. Doom Dumas.
It's pronounced Dumas.
What are we doing? Man, it's a good time. Growlers are back.
Tied the room together.
I've tried to have Mad Duck once a week because that's my. It's like
trying to keep things normal.
Their crispy chicken wrap is phenomenal, and it's like a salad but wrapped in a tortilla, so it's healthier.
Mm-hmm, it's healthier. Wow. And they have a hazy now, and it was a pretty good beer.
Mohazic.
Yeah, Mohazic. That's a nice
beer. I've had that a few times. That's a good beer.
Because I liked it even better because on I was looking through on Untappd and I was like, what are people saying about this Mohazic? And there's a lot of like not good reviews. So I'm like, oh well.
Did you read the reviews after you bought it?
No, yeah. And then before I drank it, and I was
did you ignore the Bearded Brewer? The Bearded Brewer recommends that beer.
I didn't see that. But I was like, this is a good beer. These people don't know what they're talking about. Can you believe that? Somebody on Untappd didn't rate it properly? That's weird.
Oh, one star, not my style.
No, but I don't like hoppy beers.
Yeah. What's it make it hoppy?
It's too hoppy.
The end of the show, and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers. Matt, do you have cheers?
It's very difficult.
We don't see anybody anymore.
I see nobody. Have you had? I was joking last week. Like, there's got to be some guy that's like, I'm in industry. I can still sit here at your beer garden. Nobody can stop me. Has anyone tried to just hang out there? Be like, I'm cool.
People think they're clever all the time, bro. But just cheers out to people that are still trying to make sense of this. A lot of people are saying that this will be one of those things you'll never forget in your lifetime.
I would hope
so. A lot of people say that the economy collapsing will only happen once a generation. Well, it's happened twice, even though we're all different. Even though we could all be different generations, it's happened twice in our lifetime.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have a differently shaped world, but we're still going to be here. So that's cool. We're not.
That's the goal.
There's no zombies walking around, so that's good.
That you know of.
Ooh, wow. Oh. Yep. Ooh, zombies that don't look like zombies. Nobody's done that movie. Yeah. Zombies that look like regular people, but then there's just then they just bite you and eat you. You're like, what's going on?
Regular.
And he's like, sorry, I'm regular. Okay.
Look how regular I am.
It's Scotty B. Scotty B is like the leader of these regular looking zombies. Hey guys, I'm regular. And then I'm gonna eat you now.
Isn't that super?
Not super. Sorry, Chief. I gotta feed.
They're zombies and they all drive Teslas.
So it's like, really, you're just like, there's no way a zombie could drive a Tesla. That guy was just driving a Tesla. I'm sure he's fine. Hey, come here, man.
Tesla drives itself.
It drives itself. Oh, yeah, there you go. Nice.
Nice.
All right. We're going to work on a screenplay here during the next week. We'll see what we have next week. But Nick, do you have any cheers?
I was just going to cheers to Mickey Laverne, oddly enough, we heard from him tonight. And was wondering what he was up to. He's always posted in the forum. So good to hear from him again.
All right.
Hope life is good in the Temeculas. Hope life is
good in Temeculas. And speaking of the forum, if you're like, why could I go in the forum? Well, it's very exclusive. Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect pour. They are the guys and gals that donate money to the show every month. And those donations unlock a couple of privileges. One of those privileges being the Pourum, which is a private Facebook group of the Perfect Pour listeners. And also you get to hear the tailgate, a little bit of extra show every month. And then whatever else we can figure out. So cheers to all the golden gods that are able to stick with us. We also said, like, hey, man, times are crazy right now, and people, not everybody's working, and it sucks, and we're the last thing you need to be worrying about. So if you can't hang out with that, then don't worry about it. We're cool. We'll be all right, but we appreciate you sticking around and being golden gods. It's pretty cool. Patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to get into that, man, you want to mess around with that. Also, cheers to everyone that's donated so far to the Paul music page, like Chew Your Beer, the Ants, Ants Girl, and Ants Z, the Ants, man.
The Ants.
The Sickle. Binge Clark.
Ants and Robin.
Yeah. Binge Clark, Scatty B, and Jay Kress. You guys are super cool people. And everyone that I saw, I went on a Zoom. Huh?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I slipped in there. You got in on a Zoom. I Zoomed that Friday happy hour. I guess it went pretty late on that last Friday. And I'm sorry, everyone that was on at that time. My battery, my battery said like 10% left. I'm like, oh, I'm cool.
Okay.
I'll be cool.
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden just cut out and it was done.
Oh, boy.
And then I had to go, but then I was hanging out with my daughter and I never did get back on. So I suddenly left the Zoom without any warning. So I apologize for that. Not that anyone was caring necessarily, but I'm just saying I didn't do an Irish exit. I actually got,
you died.
I died. Yeah, if you want to get in on that those Friday night Zooms, just get with somebody that knows the Zoom and then knows the codes, and say, "Hey, I want to know the codes."
If you know, you know.
You probably can message one of us if you can't find anyone else, and we probably could find it out for you. So, if you're a listener of the show, or really want to get in on one of those Friday Zooms, it was fun. I had a good time just hanging out. I was like, I'm just hanging out like everyone else. Nobody cares.
What
I'm
was your Zoom chilling. Beer?
It was the Citra, the El Segundo Citra. And then I broke something else out. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. I might pop in there this weekend. You never know what time I have.
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know. The Friday Zooms for the Perfect Poor listeners. And thanks, everyone, for joining us this week. We've had fun, as always, and try to keep it fun, even though everything sucks ass right now. But what the hell, man? Try it. We keep it real while still trying to just have some fun with it. And that's why we're here, and that's what we'll keep doing.
Check your dates more than ever.
Yeah, check those. Yeah, we're back under checking your date rules, and that's a good sign. We're about ready to open up the America back up and start checking dates again.
Yeah,
that's the big thing. But no, everyone, be safe out there. Just if you can stay at home, just stay the hell at home. It's the easiest task we've ever been given, is to stay home.
It's not easy.
Well. All right. It's not that easy, but still. Staying home is pretty cool, especially when you get your own beer garden going. So get a beer garden going. Have some fun with it. You got to get a board. Get your own chalkboard.
On tap board?
Well, that would be ideal. If you can afford it, on tap board. I think being on that Zoom, I saw Colin and Janine set up. They got a basement bar.
Tap board.
They got a bar under there. That thing could have it on tap. In there.
Yeah, watch the check-ins come in.
Yeah, just watch them roll in. I'm going to start checking in the various venues. I'm just going to start checking in the random-ass untapped board, places that have untapped boards, and just freak everyone out.
Man.
Turn on your untapped boards, all venues this weekend, because I just might check into it. Blow everyone's mind.
That's right. Sweep. The boards.
Sweep the boards. Sweep your boards. Sweep your personal beer boards this weekend. Have fun. Be safe. Check out Matt's, the Tioga Sequoia. You can have it if you're in California. Check it out. Matt's got a blog. Matt's gone right now. If Matt's still there, but Matt's blogging again.
He fell in the hole.
There he is.
Still here.
Hey, what's that blog you got? You got a blog. You're blogging again. That's what I heard.
It's on Blogspot.
Which is now Blogspot. Some 1998.
Or eBlogger.
Yeah. Google bought Blogspot and did nothing. It's done nothing with it. Like, we own it. Like, he is going to do something with it? Nah. But we own it.
But you can search Beard Thoughts. Please
don't just say you can't have it.
Beard Thoughts. And the author is Gene Dentler.
Okay.
Which is from Drinking Buddies, if you didn't
know. Oh, reference.
So.
There you go.
It's a very real thing that exists.
There's something, Nick, are you doing something you want to talk about out there?
No. I build table now.
And I won't build you table.
For personal beer garden.
Yay. Yeah, if you want Nick to draw you up a little plan there, hit him up. Nick Gady.
Zoom your beer garden.
Zoom your beer garden real good. You can make it all Zoom ready.
That's right.
I got a newsletter called Drinking and Thinking. There's a link in the show notes, or if you go to MikeyTopPour.com, you can find the link to that, or you can look at our show notes, and there's a link down there at the bottom. There's all kind of links. All right, be safe, have fun, check dates.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'll do it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.